Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Ksubos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. So like we have discussed many times, Bizman Hazeh, we do the Kiddushin. The Chassan puts the ring on the Kala's finger in front of two Edim, he says, Ariyat Mekodeshesli, and then we do the Sheva Brachas, we do the rest of the Chuppah, we do it all at the same time. In the times of the Mishnah, there was a considerable amount of time between the Erisin, or Kiddushin, Erisin and Kiddushin is the same thing, and the Nesuyin. Now, if they make up a time, when the chuppah is going to be, so the chuppah has to be at that time. What if they don't make up a time? And suddenly the chazan says, okay, let's do the chuppah. The kala can say, I'm not ready. She has to buy clothes, she has to buy jewelry. And therefore it says the Mishnah, Noisin lepsula, Perikei Mishnah Beis, we give a psula, Shnei Masar Chedesh, 12 months. Mishatava, about from the time that the husband says, okay, time for the chuppah. And we give her these 12 months. Lefarnei says asma, she should be able to prepare herself for the chuppah, clothes and jewelry, the things that she needs. So from when the husband says, okay, time for the chuppah, and he wants the chuppah, she gets 12 months. How do we know 12 months? Zokta bat tanura, we learn it from Yitzchak and Rivka. The pasuk says, v'yomer achia v'ima, teisha v'nara itanu yame my asar. Lavan and Rivka's mother said, let the nara stay with us, yamim ay asar. And achar teilach, afterwards she can go. Yamim is a year. By Bati Arichaimu, we find the pasuk says, yamim tiagu lasi, it means a year. So they were saying, look, the normal thing is a year. Vaiter zakt de mishnah. Ukashem shenoisnin le'isha. Just like when the man wants the chuppah, we give the woman, from his demand or from his request, 12 months. Kach noisnim le'ish. We also give the man 12 months. She says, let's go to the chuppah. He says, I'm not ready. I need time. So we also give him 12 months. Again, kach noisim le'ish, we also give the chasin 12 months. And when she demands the chuppah, lefarnis es atzmai, to prepare tzar chesuda. And the chuppah explains the batanura. Uli almana, if the kala was already once married, and she was an almana, and now somebody was mekadesh her a second time, but he's saying, let's go to the chuppah. So we give her shloishim yom, 30 days to prepare herself. Because she already has the begadim and the tachshitim from her first marriage. She doesn't need that much of a preparation. Vayter zok the Mishnah, hegi azman, the time came. If the time came, the 12 months of the psula, the 30 days of the almana, v'loi nisu, no chuppah took place. The oris is holding off, meaning the man somehow is not going to the chuppah. Zok the Mishnah, echeles mishaloi. And we're going to say to the chasen, you have to support her, as if you're married. V'yaychelis betruma. If the kala is a Yisraelis, a bas Yisrael, and the chasen is a kayin, she can now eat truma like the din of a wife of a kayin. And we explained this already earlier. Really, from the time he was mekadesh her, she's allowed to eat truma min atayra. The Torah says, v'kayin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi. So when he's mekadesh her, that's kinyan kaspoi. But the rabbanon were geyser and a bas Yisrael, that is an arusa to the kai. No, don't eat truma yet. Because what if he's going to pour a kais of truma in her father's house, and then she's going to give it to her brothers or sisters? They say, well, could we taste it, what your chasen poured for you? But they're not allowed to. She's the only one that's mures as lekayin. They're regular Yisraela. But if the time came, there's no chasana, and it's his fault, so he has to support her, but she's still in her father's house. So she can't eat it together with the rest of her family, again, because we're still scared that they may wind up eating truma. Rather, her husband, who's the kohen, has to separate a certain place and say, there's where you can go to get your food. So she's in a separate place. We're not so scared that her brother or sister is going to be there and say, ooh, can I have some? Rabbi Tarfon says, noisin lo hakol truma. That if the husband wants to, he can only give her truma. Now remember, truma is a lot cheaper, even though truma is more chashiv. But in the market, truma is cheaper because of the law of supply and demand. Fewer people can eat truma. The less customers you have, the cheaper something is. So he may have an interest to give her all truma. It's cheaper for him. That could be problematic for her, because at certain times she's tummy and she can't eat truma. So she has to go and sell it and purchase chulin with that money. But Reb Tarfon says that he can. If he wants, he can give her only truma. Rabbi Kiva says no. Mechze chulin u mechze truma. He has to divide it. He gives her half chulin. Chulin is non-truma, and half truma. So in other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, half of what he gives her has to be chulin. She should be able to eat it during the day that she's tamei. So she shouldn't have to go through this burden of having to go sell the truma and see whatever chulin she can buy with the money. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. We learned that a psula is given 12 months from when the husband asks her to come to the chuppah, and she has these 12 months to provide for herself with clothes and jewelry for the chasim. And the same is true if she asks him, okay, now when we're going to the chuppah, it's time to go. He also has 12 months to get ready. He needs to prepare the suda and the chuppah. The Meiri adds also the house and the furniture. If the bride is an almana, she was married once, she's given only 30 days because she already has her clothes and her jewelry. Tosfos Yom Tov explains the Mishnah is talking about someone who became a widow after chuppah the first time. But if she was only an arusa the first time, and then she became a widow, she doesn't necessarily have the clothes and the jewelry for the chuppah. Lamaisa, the time of the wedding came, they didn't get married. Why? The groom insisted on more time. The chazan said, I need more time. Very good, but you're going to have to support her. You have to start supporting her, as though the nesuyin happened already. Now, this is only, as the Batanura explained to us, if he's pushing it off. If she's pushing it off, he doesn't have to. If she's the daughter of a Yisrael, and he is a kain, she can start eating truma. We explained in a Torah she can really start as soon as he was Mekadesher. Chazal answered it. They were scared her sister, mother, brother may wind up eating from it, and they're not kohanim. But at the time of the nesuyin came, and he wasn't ready, so he provides her a separate place outside of her father's house. There's where you can eat the food, and now he can give her truma. Now, he would like to give her only truma because, as we explained, it's cheaper. She's going to have a problem because if she's tameh, and there are certain times that she's tameh, she won't be able to eat truma. No tamedic person can eat truma. So she could take the truma, go out and sell it. Reb Tarfon says that's what she's going to have to do. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he has to give her half chulin and half truma. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains over here. When Reb Tarfon says only truma, we're talking about a bas kayan who knows the halachis of truma. She grew up with it. She knows you have to sell it, exchange it for chulin. She knows she can't eat it when she's tameh. But if it's a bas Yisrael who's not used to this, didn't have a chinuch with truma, she didn't grow up with it, then Reb Tarfon is masking that at least half of her food is going to have to be chulin.